This news update is being brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervance with a look at this hour's news. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over the arraignment and bond hearing for Gregory Dillon Keller Jr. Mr. Keller faces charges of operating while license suspended or revoked or denied, second or subsequent offense, operating a vehicle without security, meaning no insurance, and operating an unregistered vehicle. These are misdemeanors with potential penalties, including jail time and fines. A plea of not guilty was entered on all counts. The court said deadline for July 9th for the prosecution to provide a plea offer and discovery. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July 30th at 10 a.m., which Mr. Keller must attend in person. Regarding bond, the initial amount was set at $3,500 with a 10% option, which had not been posted. The defense requested a personal recognizance bond, citing Mr. Keller's unemployment. The prosecution noted Mr. Keller's history of similar offenses, but acknowledged his court appearance. Judge Ferris ultimately set bond at $3,500 personal recognizance, meaning no funds were required today, but emphasized failure to appear would result in fines, costs, and possible jail time. Conditions include not violating any laws, specifically prohibiting driving without a valid license, insurance, or registration. Additionally, a probation violation hearing for Mr. Keller was adjourned to coincide with the July 30th plea cutoff hearing. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over the plea hearing for Aaron Michael Sting. Mr. Sting was represented by attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach, and assistant prosecuting attorney Alexander Pahani represented the people. Mr. Sting pleaded guilty to 3 counts retail fraud, third degree. These offenses occurred at Walmart in Bad Axe, Huron County, Michigan, on January the 12th, January the 19th, and January the 21st of 2026. On January 21st, Mr. Sting admitted to intentionally ringing up headlight bulbs for $1.03 instead of $48.75 at a self-checkout. On January 12th, he admitted to intentionally causing items to ring up for $26.49 instead of $67.94. And on January 19th, he admitted to attempting to steal Dremel drill kit by paying a significantly valued less than their actual cost. Under a plea agreement, counts 4 and 5 would be dismissed. The court accepted Mr. Sting's guilty plea. Judge Ferris sentenced Mr. Sting to 93 days in jail to be served concurrently with his current sentence. He was ordered to pay $231.47 in restitution, and additional fines and court costs totaled $1,125, making the grand total $1,356.47. Mr. Sting stated he was under the influence of methamphetamine when the offenses occurred and is currently taking classes for self-improvement. And the Michigan Department of Transportation announced there will be lane closures while routine inspections are done on bridges in Saginaw, Aranac, Tuscola, St. Clair, and Sanilac counties. Traffic will be controlled with lane closures on all structures. Flagging operations will also be in place on M13, M24, and M19. On June 22nd, there will be lane closures to inspect bridges on M13 over Cass River in Saginaw County and on U.S. 23 over the Rifle River in Erenette County. There will be a lane closure on M24 in Ellington Street, Mertz Road area over the Cass River in Tuscola County on June 23rd. And there will be lane closures on east and westbound I-94 over Pine River in Clare County on June the 24th. There will be lane closures on M-46, Gratiot Road, over Tittabawassee River in Saginaw County on June 25th. And on June 26th, there will be lane closures on M-19, Ubley Road, over the middle branch of the Cass River, Sanilac County, and M-19, Ubley Road, over the Cass River, Sanilac County, on June 26th. Because the work is weather-dependent, the inspection schedule is subject to change if needed. And we'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
New free phones have arrived at Thumb Cellular. That's right, whether you're an Apple or Android user, there's a free phone for you at Thumb Cellular. The iPhone 17e and the Galaxy A17 have arrived. Totally yours, totally free. Can it get any better? Yes, it can. When you switch to Thumb Cellular or activate a new line, you'll also get a free month of service, giving you even more value right from day one. Thumb Cellular has friendly local service you can count on. Plus, you'll save even more with Thumb Cellular's straightforward unlimited plans, offering options for every budget and need. With a 45-day satisfaction guarantee, you can make the switch with confidence. A better network, a better value, and a better way to stay connected. But don't wait. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or visit thumbcellular.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through June 30th, 2026. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb for 35 years.
And we do have one obituary for today. Kathleen Lillian Densmore of Mayville, age 81, passed away Wednesday, June 17th. She was born February 6, 1945, in Bad Axe. And in 1965, Kathy married the love of her life, Robert Densmore. She left to cherish her memory, her loving husband, Robert Densmore, her four boys, Joshua, Jeremy, Benjamin, and Samuel, her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Kathy's funeral service will be on Wednesday, June the 24th at 11 a.m. at Ransford Funeral Home of Carroll. Kathleen's family will be present to receive visitors on Tuesday, June 23rd, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., and at the Ransford Funeral Home in Carroll again on Tuesday at 10 a.m. until the time of service. Those planning an expression of sympathy are asked to consider memorial contributions to the Parkinson's Foundation. The family was assisted with arrangements by Ransford Funeral Home of Carroll, and friends can share their thoughts, memories, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com.
PFAS are a group of widely used and potentially harmful chemicals found throughout our environment. The good news is that you can reduce your exposure. Here's how. Learn if your drinking water contains PFAS. Follow Eat Safe Fish guidelines. Avoid foam on surface water and limit the use of products that may contain PFAS. Find more tips to reduce your exposure at michigan.gov/PFAS. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. The White House is aggressively defending its newly signed framework peace deal with Tehran today, even as the agreement draws fierce bipartisan scrutiny on Capitol Hill. Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are raising flags over the structure of the deal, which immediately lifts the U.S. naval blockade and grants Iran instant sanctions relief on its oil exports. Critics argue that the administration gave away its biggest bargaining chips up front, right at the beginning of a critical two-month negotiating window aimed at dismantling Iran's nuclear ambitions. In response, Vice President J.D. Vance sought to reassure skeptical lawmakers, clarifying that while the U.S. will draw down surplus naval forces to pre-conflict levels, The overall incentive structure for Tehran remains strictly phased. The administration emphasizes that further military action remains squarely on the table if Iran defaults on its nuclear assurances. However, the immediate injection of Iranian oil back into global pipelines has already sent shockwaves through energy sectors, fueling a high-stakes debate in Washington over whether the U.S. moved too fast to achieve a diplomatic victory. And in an extraordinary geopolitical development, U.S. and Iranian officials have bypassed months of gridlock to remotely sign the landmark first-stage Memorandum of Understanding, effectively ending hostilities. The sudden diplomatic breakthrough successfully dissolved the months-long U.S. naval blockade in the region, allowing Iranian oil tankers and commercial container vessels to re-enter the Strait of Hormuz immediately. The deal took effect overnight and has dramatically lowered the immediate threat of a catastrophic regional war. While global markets rallied sharply on the news, initial implementation talks are launching today in Switzerland under the mediation of Qatari and Pakistani diplomats. The framework grants Iran immediate front-load oil export relief in exchange for verifiable freezes on high-level uranium enrichment. But deep skepticism remains. International security experts warn that the deal faces an incredibly rocky road ahead as hardliners in both Washington and Tehran are already actively working to sabotage the fragile terms. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.
Life is a highway, and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLE in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary.
All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you.
Register to win the 1990 Chevrolet Corvette at the following businesses now through the Michigan Sugar Festival in Sebewing: Beerline Moore Chevrolet, Amanda Langmaid Farmers Insurance, Tri-County Realty, Sebewing Ace Hardware, Sebewing Chamber, all of Sebewing, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Other sponsors include J.W. Hunt of Bad Axe and DJ's Portable Rentals of Owendale.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.